Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. And on this edition of Opinions Matter, we want to return to a subject that we've dealt with a couple of times in recent episodes of Opinions Matter, but this time with a slightly different twist. I want you to have a listen to a message that we got in first thing this morning. And it says, "Guys, I know you're probably sick of talking about Coolock, but this topic is not about asylum seekers or whether it's or whatever. It's about people I saw on TikTok last night actually singing along and cheering and beeping their cars when they were watching that factory burning. Are they actually right in the head cheering arson? My parent..." It's a very unusual way to describe her dad, but "my parent is a fireman. Now, he wasn't called there last night, but every time one of them goes to a fire, they're putting their life in danger. And these fools think it's something to celebrate. Morons, the lot of them. I'm embarrassed to be Irish because of them." So that's the message that we got. I didn't actually... There's no name on that. Was there a name on that?
Yeah, there was. I just want to double check the message to see if we are allowed to give out the name. It is... Just bear with me, because I don't want to give out her name if she specifically said that she didn't want to. Elaine is her name. She said she's okay with it.
So there's Elaine. Her dad is a firefighter, and she can't get over how people were basically rejoicing when the former Crown Paints plant in Coolock was set ablaze last night.
Yeah.
And she's basically saying that every time a firefighter is called out to a blaze like that, they're putting their lives at risk. It is hardly a cause of celebration. So just to let you know exactly what she's talking about, I've knitted together the audio of a few videos that were circulating online just after the building was set on fire.
We should sing that song. Burn, 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 the ring of fire.
Fuck all there. You can see that. We're standing here. It's gone. It's up in smoke. The place is done with. Up the Coolock. Done with it. End of story. Game over. Fuck off. Who knows? I'm up here and filling this. Yup. Crown Paints is gone. Coolock says no. End of story. We're standing here doing fuck all but filming. That's all we're doing. There it is. It's gone, people. Share the fire and wide. Crown Paints is our air. Coolock said no, and we fucking mean it.
Now, in reality, Crown Paints isn't out of there because minimal damage was done to the entrance to the building. It wasn't a widespread fire. The building hasn't been razed to the ground. There was some damage, but that's not the point of this conversation. The point of the conversation is...
Yeah, sorry for coming across. I just think it's safe to say, and I know this isn't part of the conversation, but it's safe to say at this stage, there ain't no asylum seekers going to be moved into Coolock, because it would just cause... I think the authorities must have enough brain power to realise that if they were to move any amount of asylum seekers into that unit of Crown Paints, there would be absolute... civil unrest.
I don't know if the department is actually going to give in to that sort of threat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a feeling they may push ahead with it. We'll wait and see. Time will tell.
It's never even been confirmed.
Oh, no, it has been confirmed.
Oh, did they confirm it?
Yeah, they have confirmed. And they have confirmed as well. Now, people don't believe this, but they have confirmed that the unit is to be used for different types of people, not just single males, families, children, and everything else. But... I don't know if the department will actually give in to this sort of pressure.
Okay, this isn't a conversation we want to start off by saying this. This isn't a conversation about open border policy. It's not a conversation about the government's failed immigration policy. Despite what people think, and Jesus, the heat we've been getting on social media. Now, I don't give a fuck what people say about it. I'm sure you don't either.
No.
But the heat we've been getting on social media over the last week, I'd say, is unbelievable, and people claiming that we want open borders. Now, if you are a regular listener to this podcast, which by listening to us now, you obviously are, neither myself or Adrian ever said we agree with an open border
Absolutely
policy.
Absolutely not.
No one with a brain would agree with an open border policy, just where anybody can come in. In fact, Adrian has said several times in this podcast, if you arrive in the country with no passports, go back to where you came from.
You should be thrown straight back onto the airplane.
So I don't know where people are getting off saying that we're government shills and we're playing the... Like, seriously, listen to what we're actually saying. I don't agree with an open border policy. That is not what the conversation is today. So set aside whatever feelings you have about asylum seekers coming into the country. Set that aside. This is about arson, okay? This is about members of the public taking it upon themselves to burn down the building because they don't like what the building is being used for. Now, I wouldn't be happy with a junkie treatment centre in my area. Okay, I'm just going to give a comparison here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I certainly wouldn't be happy with a junkie treatment centre in my area. There's not
Can
one
we
there.
Call it a drug treatment centre? Would that be all right?
No, we can't. I wouldn't be happy with it because it would bring a lot of junkies to the area and it just...
Call them drug addicts?
It just wouldn't be good. So, would I go out and throw a Molotov cocktail at the junkie treatment centre? Absolutely not. Why? Because A, it's illegal to do. B, it's disgusting. And C, which brings us to the point that Elaine brought up, it's putting lives at risk.
So this is really Elaine's point, that the people who are arsonists, so the people who set that building on fire last night, they're arsonists.
Yeah, it is arson.
Arson is not something to be cheered and clapped and whistled at and woo-woo-woo, because somebody like her dad is the firefighter that arrives at a scene like that and has to put it out and puts their own lives at risk. That's really the point. So when you are cheering the guys who set the building on fire, when you're cheering out this building up on open flames,
get them out, get
you're
them
actually
out.
Cheering somebody coming along from the fire brigade and putting their lives at risk. That's really her argument.
Yeah, and they get them out. There was no one in there to get out, but there could have been somebody in there. There could have been a security guard in there. Arson is never ever justified, because where do we draw the line then? People who there's lots of Irish people who despise Muslims. Are we going to start condoning the burning of mosques?
No.
Are we going to start, if I don't like the Catholic Church because I was abused by a priest when I was a kid, am I given the green light to be able to burn down the church? You can't just burn down a building because you don't like what it's going to be used for. Okay, so the out. And by the way, did you see many messages we got in the last 3 days from people from Coolock saying that they do? In fact, you got a message there. I sent you the text.
In fact, I'll read it out now, actually. That's
not everybody. Not everybody from Coolock supports the arson, let me just tell you.
We contacted this person. They'd commented on our Facebook and we asked, would they like to come on? Would love to, but I've lost my voice twice. There are a lot of elderly people in Coolock, the real Coolock people, who are terrified with the carry-on of these thugs. They don't speak on behalf of the area. This area is mainly an elderly area, so don't know where all these young ones have come from. I don't believe they're all from the area. So basically what this person is saying is that the protesters, the sort of people that have been turning up in Coolock recently, do not represent the ordinary, everyday Coolock person.
There's about 60,000 or 70,000 people that live in Coolock, Kilmore, Bowman, all that area, possibly even more. If everybody that supported in Coolock was supportive, they'd all be out. But this is simply about people cheering on an illegal act of arson, of burning down a building and then singing an alarm. Burn, baby, burn, burn, baby, burn. And what was the other one? Ring of fire, ring of fire. Like, you're literally talking about any fire that is starting in any building, no matter what size, is putting lives at risk. The firefighters' lives. I don't know how many fire crew, fire tenders were sent out to that fire last night.
There's only three, I think.
Well, only three is still a lot. But can you imagine? Can you imagine if your grandmother's house in Coolock went on fire at the same time because an iron was left plugged in and they couldn't get to her house because they were busy putting out a fire to keep them out? Sickening.
Our number is 085 825 2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let's kick off with Emma.
Hi guys, I can't listen to your show today, but I just seen your post and I completely agree with Elaine 100%. I feel like it's absolutely disgraceful that people are putting the emergency services at risk and also taking the time away from people that genuinely need these services. What if there was a house fire or if someone was really, really sick and needed to go in an ambulance or the fire brigade needs to be come out and they'd be like, sorry, we actually can't come because someone's putting out an arson attack. It's an absolute disgrace and people realistically who's cheering for the arson and putting people's, not only themselves in danger, but other people's lives in danger should be ashamed and have a really hard look at themselves.
Kevin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kevin?
How's it going, lads? You well?
Good, thanks, Kev. Well, what did you want to say on this? Basically, Elaine, who contacted us, is annoyed that people were screaming and shouting and chanting and whistling and everything else when a building went on fire, and she said that is not something that should be praised.
Well, to be honest with you, fellas, I drove by last night and I seen it for myself. And yeah, there was a lot of horns beeping, a lot of chanting, a lot of cheering and so on and so forth. No, I don't agree with it. 100%. I don't agree with any kind of violence in any way, shape or form. But I will say, and again, I'm probably going to get attacked over this as I have on the Facebook page when I commented. When you join the guards and when you join the fire service, in this day and age, you know exactly what you're getting yourself in for. And let me just point out, right, putting the guards aside, I'm actually a massive fan of the fire service around the world. I think they're all heroes.
Absolutely,
what,
I agree with
what
you.
They do, 100%. And I even, when I travel abroad, I even go as far as, you know, seeking out fire stations and going and meeting with some of the lads, New York, everywhere else around the world.
Very
I'm
good.
A big fan, big fan. However, if they don't know what they're signing up for, then they shouldn't be signing up for it. Now, that's not condoning. They should never be attacked in any way, shape or form. That's not condoning it. But you know when you join the fire service, you know you're going to arson attacks. You know you're going to fires that you don't know what's
yeah, in the building. And I understand all of what you're saying. However, the point that Elaine was making is listening to the cheering, and I played some of it there a couple of minutes ago, listening to the cheering last night of this building going up in flames is not something to cheer because firefighters arrive at the scene and are literally putting their lives at, in danger to put that fire out.
Well, my opinion on that is, and I actually agree with that, right? But my opinion on that is, I don't believe they were cheering the fire. I believe they were cheering what they thought was a small victory in this battle that's been going on since Monday. That's what I believe that they were cheering. I really don't believe they were cheering the fire.
But obviously they were cheering the fire.
Well, when you hear people singing Burn Baby Burn, Burn It to the Ground, all that sort of stuff, that's cheering the fire. They were cheering the fire.
No, to be fair, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
No, I played it there a minute ago.
Actually wasn't listening. I'm just back from the gym. I wasn't listening to the show. I wasn't listening, but I didn't hear that. But at the same time, no, that shouldn't be happening. But I don't believe it's about the fire. I believe it's about them not being listened to. That every action has a reaction. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, I agree. And a lot of people have said that building going up in flames was inevitable. It was bound to happen, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right. And I'm born and reared in Coolock my whole life. My whole life. And even I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen one way or another. I think the whole situation got completely out of control on both sides, I might add. I'm not going to get on here and slate the guards. I'm not going to get on and slate the protesters. On both sides, that got out of hand. And I believe that was down to a lack of communication and a lack of engagement. It's as simple as that.
Okay, but then let's go back to the point that an arson attack of this kind is not something to be celebrated because, as I said, firstly, firefighters' lives are being put at risk, but also other people's lives are being put at risk because three fire tenders were outside that plant yesterday, which means they weren't able to attend other fires in people's homes or whatever.
100%. There was actually, and just to point out, as I was down there last night, I actually drove by after picking my daughter up from work. there was only two firefighters engines down there.
Okay,
there was only two, and
that's
the fact,
two then that weren't able to go. Yeah. So no, mind you, I did see a photograph. I did see a photograph with three, but anyway, two that weren't able to go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I can only go by what I saw. To be fair, Adrian, I can only go by what I see with my own two eyes. I saw two. Now, if you say there was three, then there was three. They could have been elsewhere. Should it have been set on fire? Absolutely not. Should it have gotten that far? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think the whole country is just in uproar at the minute, and something needs to change. It needs to stop. Plain and simple, it needs to stop. No firefighters or guards or ambulance service in any way, shape or form should be put at risk. 100%. But unfortunately, the way society is at the minute, they know what they're in for. So they need extra supports, extra training, extra everything in order to get in and do the job the way they need to do it.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Lola on this. You're on Opinions Matter, Lola. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Lola. What's your reaction to an arson attack like this being cheered on by everybody around?
Absolutely disgraceful. I think it's absolutely disgusting for that little girl to have to go and say, my daddy's going to work tonight and wondering if daddy's going to come home, okay? I don't know if anyone's watched that programme on RTE where firefighters, the K-gang and stuff like that, people are putting their life at risk, okay? Unfortunately, there's 550, there was staff removed from that area yesterday. There's 30 arrests that were made. Those people are going to be in very big trouble, okay? Unfortunately, we are in a society that we have to accept. But arson is not an acceptable approach. I'm sorry, you cannot burn people. So I would like to see, and I would not like to see, but if you put it the other way around, if those people who were throwing these bombs and burning people, who were burning their children, if it went to their house and firefighters had to go into their house, you would have a lot of respect, you know, for someone who's going to save your family. These people put their lives at risk. You know, our country has to adapt. This is people who are uneducated, as far as I'm concerned, have no compassion for people. I do understand that our country has got a lot of failings in regards to the government, but that's a different topic altogether. But arson is not okay.
Okay, but one of the arguments is that people have had enough, and by setting that building, I'm not in any way condoning it, by the way, but by setting that building on fire, it becomes less easy to use it for the purpose that the government wants to use it, which is to
Well, these people are just going to have to accept that we are in a situation where the world has gone through enough at the moment that every country has accepted people into it. Now, I think government has made some mistakes as well, but at the same time, arson is not the correct answer. Anyone who does arson, I think, is totally irresponsible, firstly. I think there should be a big penalty. The Garda are under huge pressure. The firefighters are under huge pressure. They do not need to go and do their kids, and they're just going to do it to the next site. Imagine saying bye to daddy at night and wonder he'll come back and he's going to get petrol.
Again, as Kevin was saying a moment ago, unfortunately, it's part of the job, and people who are firefighters know it's part of the job.
Sorry, it is part of the job, but it's part of the job.
Everyone has accepted that we've accepted this into our country. Nothing's going to change, but get over it.
No, but the whole thing of people saying is part of the job. Yes, it is part of the job, and firefighters go out to fight fires, but it's different going out to fight a fire that was started accidentally
That's what I'm saying.
This was a fire that shouldn't have happened. There was no need for this fire to happen.
If you touch a guard, you will be in so much trouble. If you touch a firefighter and start ending that, if you do arson, you should be in so much trouble as well. That's my opinion.
Okay, any sort of justification for this fire, people saying they've had enough and all of that, how would you feel, Lola, if that paint factory was next door to your house?
I would say stand outside and have a flyer or a plaque or something, but do not throw petrol bombs and stuff like that.
Okay, you feel that that's a step too far?
No, a step too far. I think that's just, actually a crazy step. I just think the thing about it is they are going to be house end of, you know, that's it. You're just going to have to deal with it. But if you don't like it, but this is just probably a temporary measure. but there's no need to be fucking, sorry, excuse my language, to be putting petrol bombs into where people's children live, and firefighters, and ruining like the guards and everything in our country, and firefighters to do what could be done, what needs to be done. Like, these people are just kind of, I feel they're uneducated, and if their house is on fire, they probably don't even have a carbon monoxide alarm in their house. And I tell you, if their child went, their house went up in smoke, and the firefighters were doing that, and they threw a petrol bomb in something like that, and they had no services, I tell you, they'd be crying their eyes out.
Okay, do me a favour, Lola, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. If you want to get involved with this, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. You can send a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Keith did.
First of all, I would like to say fair play and well done to all the protesters over in Coolock, right? And it wasn't the protesters who burned that down, but they did cheer it on. The government already said that they're going to listen to the people and going to put these migrants in anyways. You know, so that's sticking it to the people of Coolock. I went over there, met loads of people over there, and I'll tell you one thing, they're the fucking salt of the earth, great fucking people. So the government can't do all this without repercussion. So if people are taking the initiative now to torch these places, who's ever doing it, right? It's not right that the buildings are being burnt down, but it's happening. Now, the government drew this out. So for your man whinging there about people cheering and fucking clapping, like, they're not the NGO crew. They're the ones fighting this. So yeah, they are going to cheer and they are going to clap when they see this. And you know what? They have my fucking support.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks.
Right. Great topic. Look, I don't want to see any buildings being burned. I don't want to see any firefighters getting hurt or Gardaí or whatever it may be, or anybody, you know, any problems.
By the way, just for the record, no firefighters were hurt putting out
even in the future, I don't want to see anybody hurt, protesters as well. The fact of the matter is, isn't it disgraceful that this has come to this? You know, nobody is talking about the way he did.
Sorry, John, for the question. Let me just stop you there before you say that, before you go on your rant. It's sad that it's come to this. Sorry, nobody forced those people to burn that building down or to attempt.
By you saying
it's come to this is excusing what happened. You need to.
The government said they would meet with the people of the local areas, and they didn't.
No, that's wrong. They didn't. I agree with you.
Hold on. Will you let me fucking speak for a second now, Jeremy? They're forcing people in. We've seen the beds there the other day. They were forcing people. Fuck yes. We'll do what we like. We don't care where you live or how you live. We are fucking doing this. And this is where we are today. Now, I don't want to, again, I'm going to reiterate, I don't want to see anybody being hurt. I don't want to see buildings being burned. I don't want to see any of this shit. Really, these homes, because it's getting nobody fucking nowhere. But all I blame is the government on this. I don't blame the protesters, and I'm not blaming anybody else.
You don't,
the government.
You don't blame the protesters or the people who set fire to the building.
Look, the people that done that to the building shouldn't have done it, Adrian. They shouldn't have. But this is on the government's hands. This is the government could have done this.
Hang on. It is the government. I just want to clarify this. It's the government's fault that building was set on fire last night.
Of course, and every other building that was burned. Of course it is.
Lola, what do you say to that? This is the government's fault. They have their hands all over this. It's their fault it was set on fire.
Absolutely not. I don't think it's the government's fault at all. I think we accepted as a country
Who accepted what, Lola?
When you're ready to hear my opinion, I will be silent.
Go ahead, Lola.
Thank you. If you don't interrupt, that's fine. So
Come on, we haven't got all day, Lola.
Would any please stop and I will talk over. When you give me time, I will talk over you. That's what normal people do. No, you're threatening me, so no, I won't.
Just let her speak.
Let her speak,
for God's sake.
And hurry up. We haven't got all day, Lola. Come on now.
Okay, well, please don't interrupt me.
Go on, Lola. Okay, I've knocked his line off there for a second. What is your reaction?
Okay, so basically my reaction is, yes, the government has let people in. We let people into the country, and that's absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, it's fine. It's fine that we look after Irish people, our own people. What I do understand is what people are getting annoyed about, but at the same time, everyone was like, okay, come on, take everyone in. So we're all humans at the end of the day. This is all temporary. There is no excuse for violence in this country, as far as I'm concerned.
Sorry, this is Adrian. I want to just put back to you what he said, and that is that the government are responsible for that arson attack.
No, absolutely not. The government are hardly given arson attack. You're joking me.
Okay, that's a ridiculous statement to say this is the government's fault.
Is it? Right, okay. So if the government hadn't been forcing people into that plant, into that rec home...
The government didn't get
I'm speaking now, Lola.
No,
you
know, I'll be quiet.
Now, what the fact of the matter is, the people, if the government weren't pushing people into that Crown paint factory, this wouldn't have happened, Lola. Do we agree on this, Lola? We do? Do we?
No,
you see, the fact of the matter is, Lola, you can't swoop into an area, you know, no matter what area it is in Ireland or in Dublin or anywhere else, you cannot force people into an area where they're not wanted. Now, we've seen other areas
what happens
with other plantation sites around the Ireland of Ireland, and we've seen what has came out of it.
We were told it was kids, we were told it was women,
but all we got was gangs of men drinking and you know, sitting in bushes drinking.
What happened to us when we got women?
The problem is can I give you an answer to that? The country is as bad as it is. We do not need thousands of foreign men coming into the country and sitting around the kip drinking, making it worse, and taking up our canals.
Okay, well, where do you get the money for drinking? I'm sure they don't have money for drinking.
Okay, I can't hear both of you.
Jeremy said, can't even walk up and down a fucking canal and enjoy a walk.
Okay, Lola, I just want to put a comment that's just come into us, and it says, Lola, the people of this country didn't accept any of this.
It's the government who has forced
it on the people. What do you say to that?
No, sorry, Lola, let me just get in there before you, because it's a ridiculous comparison. We are not talking about the border policy. We said that. We are talking about who is responsible for...
The reason why I feel the government are responsible for this situation, and this is my logic, little explanation, is basically we invited everyone in, we give them social welfare, and then we decided to throw everyone out after a certain number of times. So we invited people in.
Nobody's going nowhere, Lola. Will you get up out of that and give you a head of wobble? Nobody's going nowhere. These people that come into this country are going to multiply them. They're not going to get a job. They're not doctors. They're not nurses. They're not scientists.
John, in fairness, you deliver curries, so don't be making out that you're a physician.
What I'm saying is, though, Jeremy, and my point is still stands, we will not have this problem unless the government, if they even went into these communities.
Are you prepared on this show, with thousands of people listening to this podcast, are you prepared to condemn the people who attempted to burn down that building yesterday?
No, I'm not, because it falls on the government. That's it.
It wasn't the government minister who climbed over the wall and set fire to the building.
But he might as well have done it. That's all he was shorted down. Because the fact of the matter is, he's pitting us against the foreigners. He's pitting the whole country against. And this is the reason why the government ministers are getting threatened. Because people are fucking sick of them. They're sick of their shit. They're sick of people. We're sick of everything. We're sick of the whole fucking lot. Of course there's going to be a boil. The kettle is going to boil, lads, and the steam going to come out somewhere or another. It really fucking is. And they know this themselves. They're not stupid. There's a reason why they're getting threatened with their own lives.
Why can't you bring yourself just to say, yeah, the people who threw a petrol bomb or whatever it was at that building yesterday were wrong, that's not the answer. Why don't you just...
Because it's the government's fucking fault that it happens. That's why.
I didn't
He's created this problem.
I didn't see the government at any point saying, lads, get down there and set fire to that
building. If you look down the paperwork, they created it. They created this problem. CQ Lock says no and all these guys that get out onto our streets and protest. These don't want to be doing this. These don't want to be there every day of the week. Nor does anybody else all over the country that communities are getting ruined by thousands of people.
In fairness, John, there's serial protesters who literally, there was the same people who are protesting against masks and about lockdowns and everything. There's people who protest about who make a living out of just protesting. So no matter what's going on, there'll always be protesters. But I just think that you're being very, very immature, that you can't turn around and say, yes, the individuals that attempt, that did...
I said they shouldn't have done it. I'm not admitting that you shouldn't have done it.
So you will condemn them and say they were wrong?
I'm not going to say they were wrong for what they've done, because it was going to happen either way.
It was going to happen. It did happen. No, it was only going to happen because somebody actually did it, John.
Yeah, and what you see, here, come here. The dogs on the street know what was going to happen. They knew it. And the fact of it, you see, the government, as I say, they're lawyers with the government. They keep pushing it. People are going to react.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Sarah. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hey.
Well, Sarah, what did you want to say on this?
Just basically, everybody knows the government have done wrong here. They are bringing in too many people. But the people at Coolock are directing their anger at the wrong people. It's not the immigrants' fault that they're being brought into these places. And the Coolock have just shown that they're just thugs out there, scummy thugs, and they're directing their anger at the wrong place. A protest needs to happen outside the Dáil. There's people in Finglas that are fed up with this as well. So communities will come together.
Okay, so let me try and understand what you're saying here. You understand the frustration and the annoyance in certain communities, but you don't understand the way it's being handled. Is that it?
No, definitely. It's handled towards the wrong people.
Okay, there you go, John. The anger is being directed at the wrong people.
But who is the wrong people? Who is the wrong people? The protests are being joined.
People that are being brought in. It's not their fault. They're looking for a safe place, fleeing war. It's not their fault.
Sorry, what's your name? Sorry.
Sarah,
can I just explain to you, Sarah? See that Afghan? He didn't fly to Ireland directly, or whatever, an Albanian or whatever they are. They didn't fly. They didn't get direct flights to Ireland, Sarah. So what my point is exactly as here is, they got to every other country. Why are they getting to Ireland? Because I tell you why. Because these assholes in the Dáil are fucking making pacts with EU members, the states, and they're saying, listen, we'll fucking take them. Look at the size of the fucking country.
I get that.
We'll take them.
The government shouldn't be doing that. The government do need to stop.
But Sarah, I'm saying to you is, the protests have been done in town, Sarah. They've been done in the Garden of Remembrance. They've been done at government buildings. They're not listening. And only what happens then, Sarah? I was watching Sky News the same as you all week, and Adrian and Jeremy and everybody. And I was looking, and here we are. Coolock says no. All over Sky News. Do you see, the government only sit up and listen when there's a fucking factory on fire, the stupid cunts. When they could have just prevented this and walked into Coolock and said, listen, there's an EGM there next week, and we'll have a chat with you about what's going on in your area, and we'll give you all the support you need. No, they couldn't fucking do it.
Okay, but again, John, the point Sarah is making is that this anger is being directed in the wrong direction. People are taking it out on foreign nationals. They're taking it out on asylum seekers. And that is the wrong place to be directing this anger.
It's again the government's fault, Adrian, that this is happening.
Okay, Sarah, this is all the government's fault.
Yes, it is, but there's definitely, it's Coolock have handled it all wrong, setting fire to their communities. That's not really doing anything at all. It's only making things worse.
But what I'm saying is, Sarah, a peaceful protest here in town didn't work. So it took the reception area of Crown Paints to go on fire for everybody to sit up and listen, you see. And if you protest there to go wrong, and a bit of pepper spray and what have you, and people getting injured.
Everybody needs to come together on this, because if English,
we know this,
they're not happy in English. All the communities need to come together for protest in town.
You believe that these protests should be held where? Outside Leinster House, outside the Dáil?
Yeah. Outside the Dáil. We all need to get together, because
it was done, Sarah. It was done. It was done, yeah. We're not doing it hundreds, you know, it doesn't work, sir. As I said, it takes a paint factory to go on fire for people to sit up and listen. And to the last caller as well, Adrian, Lola, she's saying that this will happen, and we agree. But nobody agreed to anything, and this is not going to happen. Because Coolock, as Jeremy said there earlier on, I would be very amazed that they're going to put people into that crown factory now after what's happening. You know, Coolock said no, and they meant no. You know,
I agree with you on that point. They couldn't risk it. They couldn't risk putting the possible loss to human life, because a line has now been crossed.
Can I just tell you, lads, that they were already working on the building. I don't see them packing this in because they've had threats.
Adrian, can I say this to you, Adrian? When is it going to be the day that the government stir up the McEntee, Harris, the whole lot sit around the table and say, listen, we got to start talking to communities because they're fucking losing.
No, but hang on. So if Helen McEntee tomorrow, John, walked into Coolock and stood in the middle of the field beside Cadbury's or whatever and asked all the people of Coolock to come out and meet her, yeah? Do you think she'd be able to sit down and have a nuanced conversation and debate? Listen to me with the people of Coolock and be able to reason. Like, the bottom line is, the government want asylum seekers moved in there. A lot of the people in Coolock don't. So there's no
middle ground.
What's the middle ground?
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, you've got people of Coolock there which are good people, you know, and they're all the royals. They're there since day one. And then, next of all, you expect them to start living beside 500 to 1,000 asylum seekers.
According to someone from Coolock that messaged us at the start of the show, she says that the elderly people in Coolock are terrified of these protesters and do not support what's happened. You don't believe that?
I do not believe that for one minute. I've seen elderly people there at the protest, and they were quite fine to even protest with. Whoever was there, I do not believe that for one minute. No, I don't.
Stay there for a second, John, if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions. This is Jonathan.
Well, Aidan and Jeremy, you two handsome devils to keep in the spirit of all the goodwill going around the place. What happened in Coolock was predictable. As I told you the other day when I was talking to you, it was going to be heavy-handed, it was going to be uproar, and it was going to be violence, and fires were going to escalate. The reason that people in Coolock are cheering for that girl that's talking about it is because they see that as a victory. Now, you might not agree with that, but they see it as a victory. There'll be nobody going into that building. And as I also said, yes, the only way forward now this is going to get worse. Worse and worse and worse. Guards went in heavy-handed again. Bad different people. State not listening. The people in Coolock fed up. And that's going to just go across the board now. That's the template, I think, going forward now. State's going to say where the plantation centre is. People are going to protest, going to get bulldozed. The place is going to burn. Nobody gets moved. And the backup in the queue then for asylum seekers is just going to be astronomical. Said, I don't agree with setting fours, but I can understand why these people see it as a victory. All right. Cheers, boys. Be nice. Have a good day.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Trevor has been in touch with us.
You know, you keep going on about this Coolock thing and how things have happened. Now, the question I want to know is, with this massive presence of the guards down there at the minute, just to get these people in, what are they going to do with these people when they're in there and there's no protection for them? Because, sorry to say, lads, but Coolock ain't accepting these people, and they'll do whatever the hell they want to get them out, and I don't bloody blame them. When you think your kid's safety, like I've always said in your show, boys, it's paramount, and they don't feel that their kids are going to be safe with these people there, so are the guards going to have a massive presence there 24 hours a day until they settle somewhere else, sent home, deported? What? Like, what's going to happen? What's the long-term plan here, boys? That's what I want to know. And I guarantee you, I don't know if you can play this out, but you know what? That's what I want to know. What's the guard of presence going to be like once the people are put in there? Are you just going to walk away, wash their hands, and leave them at the mercy of the locals? Because let's be honest, man, I know a few locals in Coolock, and they're the soundest people I'll ever meet. But there's some elements out there that you just don't want to be around. And like all other areas, they're everywhere. They won't accept this.
Thanks, Trevor. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, lads?
Robbie, this conversation kind of got a little bit sidetracked, but it started off with a message from Elaine, who's basically saying that arsonists shouldn't be praised or celebrated because they are putting people's lives directly at risk. What do you think of all this?
Well, of course they shouldn't. I mean, anybody who says they should is just an idiot. You know, if I said in the voice note, or I said, like, over the past few days, like, and then you obviously had the people with Jade the other day, you know, that they want blood. I mean, what type of a human being wants to kill another person just because they're not from their country? And I've had like several arguments, well, not like over recent times, with people saying that, you know, you're not like there's a YouTube video, sorry, channel I should say, and you know, there are all these little shorts of people stopping immigrants, or sorry, I should say, people who are not white, because they have actually stopped, you know, EU citizens, and harass them. And it's just blatant racism, and these are dole bums. It's like John. Like John delivers curries, but he, you know, he's paying the dole. He's a thief.
Okay, so
it's just infuriating, the type of attitude that people are having.
When you hear the attitude from somebody like John, what do you think? He's basically, he's not justifying what happened, but he said it's inevitable and it's the government's fault.
Listen, I think everybody at this point has to accept the government does have a level of blame to, you know, to accept. But, you know, illegal immigration is not a thing that's only happened in the past couple of years.
No,
I'm
aware of all of that. But John's, are you still there, John?
I am indeed, yeah.
John's argument is, Robbie, that this unfortunately is inevitable because the government aren't dealing with this and handling this properly.
Well, I don't think it's inevitable. I think you know, the only people who are making it inevitable are the scumbags you were starting for.
See, Robbie, do you know what I'll say, Robbie? I know you don't like me. You can flag me what way you want. I don't really give a fuck, to be honest. But I'll tell you this, Robbie, okay? What asshole government brings a load of people into the country, sticks them in tents and fucks them onto the canals and this, that, the other? You know, what?
That's where they put the fences up.
But the fact of the matter is, Robbie, no matter where they put them in Ireland, right, they're not fucking housing them, you know? And then they're looking at clown paint factories and this, that, the other all over Ireland, and they're trying to fuck them in there on top of communities that are already struggling. Can you not understand this? Can you not get your head around this now? That this shit was going to hit the fan now?
Well, okay, where do you want to put them then?
Don't bring the fucking in. Because as I said,
They're already here.
What's here at the moment? They're talking about bringing in another 10,000 over the next 3 months. What I'm saying to you is, Robbie, they need to be stopped
from
coming fucking in. I don't fucking know. Whatever the fuck they're getting them from. But what I'm saying to you is, you heard what Michael O'Leary said. You heard what everybody said. Everybody has said the same thing. Imagine Michael O'Leary coming out and saying what he said there about the immigrants coming in on the planes, that they're flushing their fucking shit down the tracks. Come on now. This is
I agree to you on the point what he said.
The governments have to be left to blame for this, because Kilmarnock just didn't wake up there.
I won't say the government are to blame for the fires. The people who are causing the fires are nothing but scumbags. You need to be eradicated from the country. I would take in five immigrants for every one of those scumbags.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion. But my point is, Robbie, my point is, Crown Paints wouldn't have been set alight if this wasn't being pushed on them. The people of Kilmarnock, the protesters of Kilmarnock, wherever it may be, that set the factory on fire. This wouldn't have happened. People aren't going around lighting up bypass centres for fucking to laugh. They're doing it because they don't want these people in their fucking community.
Okay, but your question is...
It's all racism.
John, the question is, where do they go? Because unfortunately, whether you like it or not, we have a lot of international protection applicants in the country. They need to be cared for while their case is being heard.
Yeah.
And if they fail, then they'll be removed from the country. But we need to put a roof over their heads while they're here. So what's your answer? Not on my door, not on somebody else's door, nowhere.
Again, everybody said it, there's nowhere to put them. So why the fuck are they coming into the country in the first place?
Well, that's a good question. I can't answer that. I don't know why anybody...
I think everybody knows where to come. You know, because we are a social welfare country, as you well know.
No. You see, the government made a deal with the EU, and they had to take so many, whatever the fuck it is, every month, every year, and if they get fined so many, and we all know...
They're the only country doing that, aren't they? Only Ireland.
I looked into a lot. There's other countries. But other countries, as you've seen, I've got sick of this. Paris has been fucking... This state of the place, Paris. You can see it. People have been over there. Friends of mine were over there not too long ago. The fucking state of Paris. You know, it used to be a beautiful country. They said they'd never go back to Paris ever again. We don't want this for Ireland. We don't want this.
Paris 20 years ago.
But John, again, I'm asking the question. The people who are here at this moment, where do you propose they be housed?
Where do I put... I don't know. Adrian, I put them back on a plane and fucking fly them back out of the country. Because there is nowhere to put them.
Yep. That's your answer.
There
we go. John for president.
I've no other answer. What else do you want me to say, Jeremy?
No, I don't...
Where do wills...
No one in fact.
Like, put them on a canal for to be attacked.
No. Nope.
Put them in a Crown Paints factory to be attacked. I don't fucking have the answer.
Okay. By the way, John, before you go, I do want to apologise. I very rarely apologise, but I don't want to be taken up wrong when I said to you, should you deliver curries? Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Look, no offence taken. It's a call show.
I want to explain further, and I don't have to because nobody's complaining about it, but I want to explain further because I don't want to sound like an arsehole. There's absolutely nothing wrong with delivering curries. The point I was trying to make is you were slagging off the asylum seekers coming in saying none of them are qualified, and my simple answer
was
you don't need to be qualified to deliver curries. Now I'll have a chicken balls and rice please to my house.
100%.
Wait, can I just ask you on a completely separate note, just to lighten up a bit, if you deliver say a Chinese and it's 25 quid, would you expect the fiver tip?
Yeah.
Would you?
No, I tell you what, it's at the killing, the delivery business, lads. That's fucking a sickener.
Delivery, is it?
No, well, we've seen the IT crash there today. But look, when you're delivering your curry, obviously people are using card now, and it's fucking terrible because, it is going to show. Look, a certain few customers that will always give a nice tip. So, look, I go in there and I guess, €25 for petrol, money, say, that's where it is. And then I guess my tips, so for every delivery I get, it's €4. And then you tip me whatever you want to tip me. But if I see...
Final question, I didn't ask your life story. Did you ever eat a chicken ball in the car if you were hungry on the way to the house?
No, you don't touch the customers. To answer your question, Jeremy, if you were to give me a €3 or a €4 chip, I'd be straight to your house and your food would be fucking like you came off a walk. Literally.
That's the secret. That's the secret.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I always wanted to know that.
So that's the message. Tip the delivery driver.
And it'll go there first.
Yep.
Do they remember, though? Oh, number 20.
They get to know, yeah.
Do they?
They get to know, especially the amount of takeaways you order.
I order a lot of takeaways.
You do.
Yeah.
I know.
Somebody say just eat.
You're world renowned.
My kids actually know that off by heart because we say it so often.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one. Mm-hmm.